This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, a few years ago, I had the opportunity to go out to Colorado and show my support for Jack Phillips, the baker, famous case of the cake that went all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. Well, I want to welcome to the program right now, Jack Phillips is the author of his new memoir, The Cost of My Faith, How a Decision in My Cake Shop Took Me to the Supreme Court. He's joined by Ryan Bangert. Ryan is senior counsel for the Alliance Defending Freedom. Gentlemen, welcome to the show this morning.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Absolutely, Jack. You know, I remember when I had you on the show, right when you were actually in Washington. I went to Colorado to show support for you. You wound up going to the Supreme Court, and you won. You won the case here. But tell us again what happened that led you to the Supreme Court.
Well, back in July of 2012, I had two gentlemen that came into my store, and they requested a wedding cake that celebrated a different view of marriage than the biblical teaching. They wanted a cake to celebrate their, you know, same-sex wedding. And while I tried to explain to them, you know, I'll create you other custom work, you're welcome to buy anything in my store, cookies, brownies, those kind of things, I just can't create this cake because of the message that it has. And they stormed out of my shop, flipping me off and swearing at me, and then filed a complaint with the state, and the state took up that complaint. And we went through the court system in Colorado and then to the United States Supreme Court.
And, you know, the question at the time was, well, why not just bake the cake? What's the big deal? What's the big deal about just baking a cake for these guys?
Well, the cake itself was a message. If you walk into a conference room at a hotel, you're looking for your business meeting, and you open a door and you see a cake sitting on a table in a corner, you know it's not a business meeting. You know it's a wedding. And that wedding cake then would be to celebrate a message that I, you know, was a message of marriage that goes against biblical teaching, clear biblical teaching of a man and a woman being in God's design for marriage.
And what's interesting about this case is you had support from a lot of groups, non-secular groups, that were in support of you because they looked at this as really a true freedom of speech, First Amendment issue. Ryan Bangert, senior counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, what was at the core of the First Amendment that the court looked at here?
Well, Rich, thanks for having us on. And I'll tell you, this case is really about one principle, and that is that no one should be forced to create expression or speak a message that violates their beliefs or their conscience. Jack has consistently served everyone, regardless of who they are, throughout his career at the cake shop, but he just can't create every single message. And think about it this way. What if someone, say, a never-Trumper, owned a cake shop and was asked to bake a cake celebrating President Trump, and the government said, you have to bake that cake, or we're going to fine you, and we're going to run you out of business? No one would say that should happen. And yet that's what's at stake here with Jack and his religious beliefs, which are protected speech, core protected speech under the First Amendment.
Yeah, well said. And I think that that's the key, right, Jack? It's not, you did not discriminate against anybody. You didn't say, I'm not going to serve you. You said, I don't want to be compelled to take my hands, put them into the flour and the sugar and the eggs and bake you something that expresses a point of view of which I fundamentally disagree with.
Absolutely. You know, I tried to make it clear. We only had a 20-second conversation, but I tried to make it clear in that conversation. I will gladly serve you. It's not you or your gender identity or orientation. It's this cake. This cake has a message, and it's a message that I can't create.
Now, you wanted the Supreme Court, but it's not over yet, right? You're still dealing with people coming in and trying to bust your chops, aren't you?
Yeah, we just had a trial at the end of March in our third lawsuit where an attorney here in Colorado requested a cake that would celebrate a different view of gender. God created male and female, and this cake was a cake that was blue on the outside and pink on the inside, and that the cake was to celebrate changing from male to female. And again, we told this person, we'll create other custom work for you, or you're welcome to anything in the store, but this cake is a message that we can't create. So we just had our trial in March, and now we're waiting for the judge's decision on that.
Ryan Banger, do you feel like that the Supreme Court decision did not go far enough? I do. I feel like that, and that's the reason why Jack still gets harassed like this.
Well, you know, the Supreme Court, it was a tremendous victory for religious liberty. It was a 7-2 win, clearly stated the principle that government actors can't target religion or show animus or hostility toward religion. But, you know, Jack is still subject to these lawsuits, and that's part of the problem that we have here. In this particular instance, Jack was specifically targeted by this plaintiff for harassment. In fact, when the plaintiff was being questioned about his motives, for going in and asking for this cake, the statement we got back was, this cake was requested to correct the errors of Jack's thinking. Think about that for a moment. Someone goes in and asks for a cake to correct the errors of Jack's thinking, to force him to think differently, and the government's going to back that up. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, well, look, Jack, you're a brave guy, and I'm glad you won, because, again, I don't want the government forcing anybody to have to push a message that they disagree with, you know, whatever that message is. I mean, if somebody came in and asked you to bake a hate cake, which is also one of the examples, you know, to write that you hate this group or that group, you would not have done that either.
Right. Before we opened the shop, my wife and I decided that there were certain cakes that we wouldn't create. Surprisingly to many people, we don't do cakes that celebrate Halloween, but we don't do cakes that would be anti-American or racist or would denigrate people of any stripe. So if somebody asked me for a cake that denigrated people who identify as LGBT, we would turn that cake down too because of the message.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Jack, tell us about the book. I'm excited to read it. I'm excited that it's out in bookstores finally.
Yeah, the book, The Cost of My Faith, gives me a platform to explain these serious issues in a more complete form. And when I was first approached about doing it, I thought, well, the main reason I would like to do that is so that my kids, my grandkids, will know what happened that day. And I've realized since then that this is not just about Jack and his cakes. This is, you know, about the right of every American to live and work freely according to their conscience without fear of punishment from this government. And so hopefully when people read The Cost of My Faith, they'll be able to understand where I stood and why I did what I did.
Yeah, well said, Jack. Jack Phillips, The Cost of My Faith, How a Decision in My Cake Shop Took Me to the United States Supreme Court. Ryan Banger, Senior Counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom. I want to commend your group. You guys did an amazing, amazing job defending Jack all the way up to the Supreme Court. It was a big win for you guys. Congratulations on that. I wish you both the best of luck. Jack, I'm sorry you still have to continue to get harassed, but, you know, that is the cost of your faith, and I appreciate you standing firm for the First Amendment.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate ADF standing with us, so kudos to them.
All right. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.